This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. This is the Monday Good Day program. Not much good in the world of conversation. I don't get it. I really don't get it. This is Doug Steffen, by the way. Kara Schilling is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I was looking at some of the email that I've gotten and what people are saying. Here's an email. And the gist of it is, I'm pretty tired and sad about another mass shooting in our country. That pretty much sums it up, doesn't it? What else is there? Is this guy, unless you've been under a rock for the past 24 hours plus, you know the story. Gunman with an assault-type rifle and a handgun opens fire in a crowded Florida nightclub. It was early yesterday morning. He died in the gunfight ensuing with SWAT officers. 50 people plus dead. Worst mass shooting in the history of our country. Act of terrorism, yes. 53 other people. Last time I saw a number, at least 53 were in the hospital. Blood everywhere. Suspect exchanging gunfire with an officer working at this gay nightclub. It's called Pulse Orlando. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. 300 people are inside. The gunman goes inside, as near as I can tell, takes hostages. About 5 o'clock in the morning, authorities send in the SWAT team trying to rescue the hostages. I don't know that the number is right. I've looked at 3 or 4 or 5 different numbers. In addition to the guns, the shooter also had some sort of suspicious device, said the police chief. Whether the attack is an act of domestic terror, international terror, if he didn't like gays, what is it? And then pictures of the shooter everywhere, name everywhere, which is what most of the time these people want.
That's what I appreciate about BuzzFeed right now, is putting out a list of all of the victims as the names come out, along with pictures and just bio and things that, you know, their friends are saying about them. Because even though it's so terribly sad, we can at least, I don't know, see the people that were there and appreciate them as people. Because I feel like at this point, it's so, you know, recently after it happened, and we still know so little about the actual gunman and his motive and why he did it and who he was associated with, that I feel like this is the time that we should be talking about the victims and appreciating them as people instead of blasting the photo of the gunman everywhere, because that's what they want.
Well, that's the news media, though.
But I mean, that's what's going to get, even if that's the news media, that's what's going to get the attention everywhere, because that's what the most information is available about on TV right now. That's what people are going to see, so that's what they're going to talk about. And it becomes more than just the news media talking about it.
Okay, so you were talking with your friends about this. You woke up to this yesterday morning. What sort of conversation did you have? What was your first reaction to all of this?
Just shock and... Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't really talk about it with my friends that much yesterday. because I didn't know what to say. I mean, you look at the victims list, and everyone is my age.
Yeah.
It's just, yep. What do you say about it?
That's the question. What do we say about it? How do you get into it? How do you balance the discussion of what is known? And I just, looking back over this thing, I've heard everything. Last night on the news, Lester Holt was down there, and you're watching all the interviews with all of the lesbian and gay groups and leaders, and you know, it's an attack against us, it's an attack against America. And going over the numbers, so what? Okay, where the people died, why is that important for us to go over? What is important is to understand why, and I don't think we do, as you said. You don't really know. And then the news media pulls out all of the video of all the shocking things that have happened in the last year or two, or you go back to 2007 to the shooting at Virginia Tech. You go to a couple of weeks ago, the shooting at UCLA. There was only two people involved in that. But it's senseless violence, and one wonders how it's enabled. Is it enabled because people are crazy? Is it enabled because we have a free country? Is it enabled because we have too many guns? Unless you don't produce any guns at all, unless they are banned, unless you stop the production of weapons, you're not going to keep people like this from getting a weapon. You can make it more difficult. We think we have made it more difficult, we as a society. I don't know if we have. It doesn't seem to slow people down.
But that's what confuses me, because this guy specifically was interviewed by the FBI numerous times, you know, a few years ago, but he was still able to legally get a gun. So I think that I don't totally understand the system, and I know it's different in every state, you know, the system that you have to go through to get a gun. But I guess I'm just a little bit confused as to, you know, how you can be interviewed by the FBI and of, you know, suspected ties to terrorism and still get a gun, no problem. I don't understand, you know, if we have all these laws in place that are supposed to make it more difficult for a dangerous person to get a gun, but still make it accessible to people who are going to use it, you know, safely, then I don't understand why someone like this is so easily able to get one.
The ex-wife of this guy says, quote, he was mentally unstable and mentally ill. She's in Boulder, Colorado. Says this guy was bipolar, had a history with steroids. She says that in the 4 months they were together, he cut off her family from her, beat her up every day, every couple of days, regularly. Family visited her, saw if she wasn't okay, and rescued her from the situation. They literally pulled her out of his arms, said one of the members of the family. She left all her belongings and hasn't had any contact with him for 7 or 8 years. She says that he was religious but saw no signs of radicalism. She said there was no sign of any of this when asked about the nightclub massacre. So, the bodies are out. There's going to be investigations. You know, the gum beaters in Washington will have to have a hearing. All right, okay. Was he self-radicalized? Not under the command of Daesh? And so what? Is everybody's going to get all hepped up about this? There are this many people killed a month in Chicago. Not all at once. So nobody pays much attention to that. There are people that are killed in circumstances, these numbers, the people who commit suicide every month. Pretty frustrating, isn't it, huh? 16 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, I'm Paul. the guy who used to ask if you could hear me now on Verizon? Not anymore. I switched to Sprint. Yeah, you heard that right. I switched to Sprint. It's 2016, folks, and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon's. 1%! But Sprint is saving you 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rate plans. That's right. A great network, half the rate. I switched, and millions more have too. Can you hear that? Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/network, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Reliability claim based on third-party drive test average savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount subject to $30 activation fee, credit and valid port, and applies to Verizon plan 1/3/6/12/18/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. AT&T mobile share value 300 megabytes and 2/5/15/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. T-Mobile simple choice to use 10 gigabytes. Carrier features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, tethering and cloud options that other carrier plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Must choose from forwarding carrier rates. Offer coverage not everywhere for all phones. Restrictions apply.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the pad in MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It just supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's this special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. DS.
Hey, Dad, ready for golf?
Hi, son. I'm not sure I'm going to make it today. My arthritis is acting up this morning.
Dad, have you tried Blue Emu?
Have I tried what?
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Works fast, penetrates deep, relieves pain in your achy muscles and joints.
But I don't want to smell like a medicine chest.
You won't. Blue Emu's non-greasy and odor-free.
In that case, let's play 36 today.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Do you ever just feel like sometimes that when you find something like this going on and you hear people talking about it, that you feel almost helpless or you don't want to talk about it? I'm looking around at other things that are going on around the world. Yeah, a lot of people here and there are talking about America and its overindulgence. America has too much. There's too much of everything. And so under the circumstances, things seem to be breaking down. And is that the reason we have the Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders factions? Because of this kind of stuff. None of us are happy. I shouldn't say that. But when you're in, I'm a happy guy 94% of the time. The people that I'm around pretty much are happy. Most of the time. We like being happy. We all like it. That's simplistic to say, but when you get confronted, this is a program that talks about the issues of the day, but you notice that we don't get into the heavy stuff because mostly my frustration in not seeing any way out, any way of fixing it, any way of shutting it down. I don't know. We could talk about this till we're blue in the face. You're going to have congressional investigation. You can do all kinds of things. But at the end of the day, what do you do about a crazed guy who has guns? You say, well, we need to stop. It's easy to say, oh, there's too many guns or there's too many mentally ill. But what is the practical way of stopping this from happening today? The answer is there is none. There is no way to stop it. 21 after the hour. Food for thought time on Good Day.
We use mobile devices. is right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
She makes me laugh, she makes me smile, I naturally hang out with her all day and night. She makes me laugh, she makes me cry.
I was privileged to see the Monkees in concert a couple of weeks ago, the day after they introduced their new studio album, and this song, She Makes Me Laugh, was what Mickey Dolenz sang on stage. It was really quite a good song if you listen to it. If you're a fan of the Monkees, you know, you don't know who the Monkees are. Carrie, you know who the Monkees are, right? Not just from what we've talked about here.
Yes, I know who the Monkees are.
Everyone knows who the Monkees are. They were a major influence on the Beatles.
Yes.
It's a line from Dumb and Dumber. It's not my own.
Or vice versa. That sounds like Kanye West saying to people he discovered Paul McCartney, or told some of his fans who asked him who Paul McCartney was, oh, he's a guy that I found who's in England. Anyway, this album is called Good Times. It's really quite a phenomenon because it is the highest charting album that they've had since 1968. It debuted at number 14, and I believe that Mickey Dolenz said the night we were in the theater that the album was number 4 on Amazon. So how does that reflect, Victoria, when you look, let's say the album's at 14 on Billboard, the comparative, Amazon is all about sales, right?
Yes.
Billboard's not necessarily.
Right. Billboard would be more of, Billboard now reflects album sales, too. They call them units in the music business, but yeah, they reflect that, too.
There are a couple of songs
they're
that
not
are
getting
being
radio
played a lot.
Unless you're hearing them somewhere on radio, I don't know. I haven't heard them on radio.
The Monkees?
Yeah.
You're hearing them on some of the AC stations. You're hearing them on some of the oldies stations. What do they call them now? Classic. Mm-hmm. Music.
Yeah.
Music of the 80s, 90s, and today. But of nonsense. Anyway.
Cute album. I like the whole sound of it. It's got like a 60s surf vibe, which is what the keys are all about. I love it.
Right, exactly. It sounds great, like monkey music.
Yeah, it does.
Well, the writers, Noel Gallagher, Paul Weller, Ben Gibbard. I don't know who Ben Gibbard is. I recognize the other.
He is from Death Cab for Cutie. We played one of their songs earlier this week, and he's the singer and songwriter.
Really?
And Noel Gallagher, of course, from Oasis, and Paul Weller from The Jam.
Okay. All right. What do we have here? What's the song, Kara?
This one is You Bring Me Summer. I think that they might have done this one at the concert. This one's pretty
good,
yeah.
Too, yeah. Yeah, they did this one at the concert, yeah. All right, crank this up.
You can hear the monkeys in it.
Totally, I love it.
The idea.
Happy music.
Happy music. For happy people in happy times. And the monkeys certainly represented that. As the turtles did, it's the turtles and a couple of the other groups. They're around the same time as the monkeys. I'm trying to remember what the tour is called. And I can't. I was thinking of Garcia. But is it that sound that came from just a teensy weensy bit of psychedelic influence? Not most of the monkey. Every once in a while, there's a monkey song. As a matter of fact, crank this up a little bit, Kara, will you?
Is they're proving their relevance in 2016. It's called Birth of an Accidental Hipster. But I would say this one definitely sounds a little different than some of the more poppy ones.
This is written by Noel Gallagher and Paul Weller. Right. That's why.
So this is what I'm talking about. This is the stuff. Just a little twinge of something different. 28 after on Good Day.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Hey, kids, what do you want to do on vacation this summer?
Wrestle alligators.
What?
I just want to sleep in.
That I can handle. America's Best Value and Reward Program gives us late checkout, room upgrade, and a 15% discount, plus free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. And America's Best Value Inn is part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands with over 1,200 hotels across North America.
More spots near alligators.
Dad, just go to VantageHotels.com.
Later, Gator.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So we are at 34 at the hour on the Monday, June 13th. Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Kara Schillen and I talking with you. The conversation continues, checking what it is that we know about this person, what we know about the situation. It's the whys, and then there are all other recusatory things, and like gays. There's an ancillary pot full of conversation information. Some of it may be of value, some of it not of value. No, Omar Mateen, 29 years old, person of interest for the FBI for the last couple of years. An investigation was first opened on him when he made, quote, inflammatory remarks to colleagues alleging possible terrorist ties. The FBI interviewed witnesses, looked at the physical evidence, they checked the records, they interviewed him a couple of times, but then they closed the investigation. So,
Is this all? See, so many people are so fixated on blame. What good does blame do? You don't fix the problem by fixing the blame. So I want to blame the FBI. Well, the FBI leaves a lot to be desired no matter what. So you think this is the only mistake they've made, the only problem they have? Probably the answer to that with most of us who are reasonable is no. But it's just another, some people who just don't like the government, I'm one of them. It's easy to say, oh, these guys, they're not doing their job. Well, yeah, I suppose. Maybe, is there more sophisticated equipment to analyze people like this? Do we have laws that protect them, these sorts of people? So you can't really get into, you can't bear down into what they're really all about. A complete psychological examination for somebody like this would take a day or two in a facility. The FBI didn't, for whatever the reason, think that after their interview that he should be scrutinized like that. So, there are connections to bombers, maybe. The fact that he purchased weapons legally in this last week make people question how it is that people like this get through the system. What more do we have to do to know what somebody really is all about? Is that the secret to this? 888-302-3684. There's a continuing live Twitter feed. Pretty much all of it at Good Day Show is about this or related ancillary information. Karen and I were just talking about what we get out of listening to the details of this from the press conference. And I suppose there are a few things, maybe as you listen to this, that you might glean from it that you didn't know. Whether you need to know or not, here's the audio.
The individual believed to be responsible for the terror attack at the Orlando Club Pulse early Sunday morning has been identified as Omar Mir Sadiq Martin, age 29, an American citizen born in New York. He died of an exchange of gunfire with police officers early this morning. The FBI first became aware of Martin in 2013 when he made inflammatory comments to co-workers alleging possible terrorist ties. The FBI thoroughly investigated the matter, including interviews of witnesses, physical surveillance, and records checks. In the course of the investigation, Martin was interviewed twice. Ultimately, we were unable to verify the substance of his comments, and the investigation was closed. In 2014, Martin again came to the attention of the FBI because of possible ties to Monar Abu Salah, an American suicide bomber. The FBI conducted an investigation, including an interview with Martin. We determined that contact was minimal and did not constitute a substantive relationship or a threat at that time. It has been reported that Martin made calls to 911 this morning in which he stated his allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State. We are looking into any and all connections, both domestic and international.
So what? The people in Daesh say, yeah, maybe, maybe not. So that's it. He may have had leanings to radical Islamic terrorism. His father claims the attack has nothing to do with religion. And so it goes. So those who are digging around trying to find some political connection seem to want to know what Donald Trump said, want to know what Hillary Clinton had to say. Well, for Donald Trump, the shooting was a moment to redouble his call for tougher action against terrorism. He said, I'm right about the threat. Hillary Clinton, she chose her words carefully, reiterated her call for keeping weapons of war off American streets. So pretty much benign, as much as the news media wants to get them into the focus. It's nonsense. Trump took to Twitter to say he was praying for the victims and their families. When will we get tough, smart, and vigilant, is what he wrote. And then, there are a lot of conversations about being politically correct, et cetera, et cetera. Would you say that was a response, Mrs. Clinton's response was politically correct? I don't think they're the issue. I don't think we make them the issue. What is the issue? Monday morning, I used to not in a light sense, but call it, it was Monday mayhem, murder and mayhem on Monday. Because invariably, we would talk here about all of the shootings in various cities and places around the country, who get killed, how many people get killed, under what circumstances. And then I said, no, I'm not doing that anymore, because you can find that out by looking at your newspaper or going online. That's not a conversational item. For me, anyway, it isn't a way to make things better. It isn't a good day conversation. But just for the record, for those of you who think this is the only incident, no, it isn't. There was an Indiana man caught with an arsenal of assault rifles, explosives, a camouflage outfit in his car. He told the police that he wanted to harm the L.A. Pride event this weekend. There was a report of a prowler in Santa Monica. Three rifles and a lot of ammunition were found in this guy's car. And then there was tannerite, an ingredient used to make pipe bombs. That was also discovered in this guy's car. Found gun clips, all ready to go. This person had a security badge. The mayor of Los Angeles said it's believed he is not connected in any way to Orlando, but yet here's more of it. More of it. And then the gunman who killed the star of the Voice, Christiana Grimmie, was shot in Orlando on Friday, killed by a guy from St. Petersburg. He was deranged, crazy, and a fan of this singer. The brother of Christina tackled the killer, and then he shot himself. But the fan targeted Ms. Grimmie specifically, even though he didn't know her. The brother was, okay, so I'm thinking about, why am I going through all this detail? You don't need to know all this detail, do you? It's just another act of violence. Senseless, crazy violence. This guy was nuts! And he had a gun. How does somebody nuts get a gun? That's the question. And how many more incidents? I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to go all through these. It's going back to murder and mayhem on Monday. What are you thankful for today? Think about your family, the people you love. Think about what's good in your life and move on from this, because you can't solve it. And I can't solve it. And I'm not even sure collectively at this point in time that any of us can solve it. I don't. Yeah, we'll talk about it. The NRA will get in the way of anything that focuses on guns. So that'll be the end of that. Then mental health issues. Well, it's very expensive and you know, all of that stuff. So apparently we don't have the will to prevent these things as a country, as a population. We don't have the will to make it better, because if we did, these things wouldn't be going on. They would have stopped a long time ago. But they continue. And again, I say to you, every weekend, there's something not as bad as this, but there are plenty of things that over the course of the week, it sort of balanced out. All right, we have other things going on, so we heard the story. Yep, it's horrible. Let's move on with our lives. And nothing gets done. There's one other piece to this pie. I'll give it to you in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store staples.com for details.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Did you know a recent poll shows a majority of Americans want our next president to decide who replaces the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia? It's your country, and this is Jim DeMint with a conservative perspective from the Heritage Foundation. Justice Scalia was a judge with integrity who believed that the Supreme Court should interpret the Constitution according to its original meaning. Over time, activist judges have created new powers for government not found in the Constitution, powers that have eroded the very framework of our society. Heritage research shows that justices of the Supreme Court who adhere to the Constitution, as did Justice Scalia, create opportunity for all Americans and show favoritism to none. Constitutional government, that's a conservative idea for a better future. I'm Jim DeMint, and this is your country. Find out more at heritage.org.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
I was stunned to hear about police and prosecutors in Wisconsin staging late-night raids by SWAT teams and police dogs, invading family homes, and confiscating computers, cell phones, financial records, and other personal items. Far from having the right to remain silent, victims of these raids were ordered by the police to not tell anyone or call a lawyer under the threat of jail. There have been dozens of these raids without any proof that the homeowners are criminals, even though the Bill of Rights guarantees us protection against such invasion. A look through the lens of liberty shows such abuse threatens the rule of law itself. We the people are the owners of our rights. We must tell legislators in no uncertain terms that such abuses will not be tolerated.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrans Financial can help. Benetrans' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans Financial, funding for the life of your business.
Okay, so it's, where are we, about 48 after the hour. So the other wrinkle in all of this, because it was a homosexual bar, a lot of people who have been injured have need for blood. They're in the hospital. Hundreds of Orlando residents lined up at a blood bank to donate blood to benefit those who were shot. And so the question is asked whether you have had sex with another man in the past year. If, in fact, you answer yes, that means you can't give blood. Most gay men are unable to give blood. It's legal to buy a weapon built for mass murder, but it's illegal for a gay man to donate blood to save the life of a friend. There's a Colorado rep who is named Jared Polis, openly gay, says the ban is inexcusable. Is it? Early reports the ban had been lifted, but there's a facility called One Blood on their Twitter page. They said that that wasn't the case. The blood is not being received from gay men or gay women, apparently. Mostly it's gay men, because that's what the real focus is. But what about that? Is that appropriate under the circumstances? Medical question. Or is it just legitimately an ethical question? 50 minutes past the hour.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way as soon as fast, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
It's Tech Talk time here on Good Day. We have a new app for your iPhone and your iPad to discuss in a matter of moments. Customer reward and loyalty programs are a mixed bag of success, with a lot of customers skeptical of the real value of what are often thinly veiled marketing schemes. But those days are changing. Here's an exclamation, Sandy and Doug, there it is, an explanation of how one company is thanking customers in a very big way.
T-Mobile is at it again, and this time they're thanking customers like no company has ever done before by making customers into company owners. T-Mobile's Andrew Sherrard explains.
At T-Mobile, we have a lot to be thankful for, and it's all due to our customers. So what better way to thank them for our incredible success than to let them share in it and turn T-Mobile customers into T-Mobile owners? Today, every primary account holder can get a full share of T-Mobile stock for free. We've made it official. Our customers are the boss, and we're going to keep thanking them every Tuesday.
With the launch of T-Mobile Tuesdays, customers will get something free from popular brands every Tuesday.
We're doing this the Un-Carrier way. No crazy hoops to jump through. Just download the T-Mobile Tuesday app, and that's it. The app will even remind you when you have free stuff waiting. Each week, you'll get recurring gifts like dinner and a movie and a free digital movie rental. And to keep it fresh, we'll also have surprise partner gifts each week. Up first, everyone gets tickets to opening weekend of Warcraft this weekend.
For more, go to t-mobile.com. That's Newsbreak from T-Mobile.
Know-how!
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
All right, let's get to this new app for iPhones and iPads. This is a music app, it looks like, yes?
Yes, this is so exciting. I just downloaded this yesterday. If you have an iPhone or an iPad and you plug your headphones into it, when you listen to your music, it's really not great quality. Even if you have better headphones, like you and I, Doug, would have studio headphones, which are better than the earbuds, but, you know, right, they're big and bulky and you don't want to carry them around. So the sound quality has been a big complaint from a lot of iPhone and iPad users, and the external speakers on an iPhone and an iPad are useless. It sounds like a little tin radio. So this app takes all of your music that's stored on your library, and it reprocesses the music and has 16-channel preset equalizers, and it gives you a 3D surround sound in even the crappiest headphones. It's really a remarkable app. If you're a big music fan and you like to take your music with you wherever you go, this app is, for $2.99, I highly recommend it. It's definitely worth downloading. It's called Boom, B-O-O-M.
$2, let's underscore this, it's $2.99, not $299.
$2.99. Yes.
Okay. All right. New frames, new eyeglass frames that are hip. That's a word that is not used very often these days. I might use it. People would make fun of me. The Warby Parker app lets you order frames to try on. So you try them, they send them, you try them on, you don't like them, you send them back. That's kind of inconvenient. I don't know.
No, it's all paid for. I know that. It's all paid for, the pre-shipping and everything.
You still have to go to, you put it back out and somebody comes and picks it up, or you have to bring it to the UPS office after you've tried them on. Or just people call. You have to call and have them, or fill out something online. Is that how returns work?
No,
I don't know, because
I just got a bunch of stuff from Victoria's Secret, and they make it very easy. Whenever you return something, you put it back in the bag it came in, you flip the bag inside out, it's recyclable, and you just slap the new label on it, and you leave it for your post office carrier to take. It's very easy. You don't even need to leave your building or your house. Yeah. Pop it back in your mailbox.
Notice how politically correct I was. I didn't ask you what you got from Victoria's Secret.
That's politically correct of you? So now you're making everything political.
Oh! Ooh. All right. Anyway, so the thing that is underscored by both of these items is the world has changed so much using apps and ordering things, the way we buy things, the way we live our lives. It sort of goes back a little bit to the recycle conversation that we had a few minutes ago, how our whole reality is so much different, and how quickly all of these changes are coming, and how more quickly replacements for some of those ideas come along. It's kind of like my belief that science is kind of it's a warped industry because it's always disproving itself. People say scientifically, people go by all of those studies that are done and evidence, and then 5 minutes later somebody comes up with a different study that changes the evidence. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.